Today's Daf Yomi is Gemara Nazir, Daf Nun Ches. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to start from the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, but go all the way till Nun Tes Amud Beis. So we're going to do a blot and a half today. Mitzvah Hashem, we're learning today, Lili Nishmas, a very long time member of my Daf Yomi, David Siegel's father, Henry Siegel, Rav Chanoch Henech, Rabbi Yosef Halevi. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We're going to pick up the Gemara from the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, with a discussion that will revolve around a single pasuk. So we're going to first do this pasuk outside, explain what the hosher is going to be about, or at least the first two-thirds of it, and then we'll be able to, I think, much more easily follow the shir. So there's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perik Yudalet, pasuk Tes, which tells us, Vahaya Vayom Hashvi, it will be on the seventh day, Yigalach Eskol Sa'aro, this pasuk is dealing with the Metzora, and he's going to have to go and cut off, shave all of the hair on his body. So what the pasuk tells us, he goes through the 7 days of Yimei Sifra, which we've been discussing, and on the seventh day, at the completion of that, he has to do a second taglachas, where he cuts off kol sorrow. And then, seemingly unnecessarily, the pasuk continues and tells us, es rosho, he'll cut off the hair of his head, v'es zikono, the hair of his beard, v'es gabo senov, and the hair of his eyebrows, v'es kol sorrow, yigalech, and all of his hair he will have to cut off. Now, we're not going to discuss why it says the word gabos einav and why it repeats at the end as kol saroi galeach. That's not our Gemara's discussion. Our Gemara is going to focus on two Tanoic opinions as to why it says, in addition to as kol saro, all of his hair, it then specifically mentions rosho, the hair of his head, there's a kano, the hair of his beard. And we're going to have two different Tanoic understandings. One we'll call the Tanakama, and I'll have a sheet for this. You can look at the sheet and follow along with the sheet, or I think it will make your understanding of the shir that much easier. And you just have to click on the handout on the online shir that you're listening to, and you'll get this sheet. So the first opinion will be the Tanakama's way of understanding. What does he do with the seemingly extra word rosho? And then we'll have the second opinion, what we call the Tanya Idach. What the Tanya Idach understands is the understanding of the extra word rosho and the extra word zikano. And we'll see that there are slight differences between them. And we're also going to bring in another pasuk, which we brought in before, that we see by tzitzis, from the fact that it tells us that several pish and yachdov are allowed to be together by tzitzis, so therefore we're going to learn out, in addition, some ideas from that pasuk as well. We're really going to focus on this pasuk, again, the words, yigalach es kol saro, es rosho v'ezikano, seems to be extra. So let us begin, again, three lines on the bottom, nun zayin amud beis. The Gemara says, leimo hakofas kol arosh tanoihi. This question, which we discussed in yesterday's shir, is the cutting of the hair of the entire head, is that considered an isser? Or no, it's only when you even out the pace of the sideburns is it considered an isser. So let us suggest that that is actually a machlokis tanoim, the Tana Rabbanim. We learned in the following brisa. Now we've actually had this brisa earlier in the Masechta as well, on Daf Mem Aleph. So we begin re-quoting that brisa. And the brisa says, the rosho, the extra word in the pasuk, yigalach es kol saro, es rosho v'ezikano, seems to be extra. What's it doing there? Rosho, ma tamud lomer. Why do we have that word? So, this is the Tanakama's opinion. This is the first understanding of this brisa. Lefi shenema, because the pasuk tells us elsewhere, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. It is forbidden for anybody to go cut off their sideburns, the pais, the pa'as roshchem. So that's forbidden for everybody to do so. We turn to Nuches Amud Aleph. I might have said, yochol af mitzorike. If I would have said, even mitzori is not allowed to cut off his sideburns. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, we need the pasuk to tell us, rosho, that even a mitzora, who is normally forbidden, like everybody else, to be makiv pa'as rosho, that he is allowed to in this situation. In other words, as you can see on my sheet, this is teaching us that the aseh that the mitzora has to go and cut off all of his body hair, including the hair of the payas, is doche, the normal lois aseh of lois akifu pa'as roshchem. That's what this Tanakama, the first opinion that we're going to have, darshens on the word rosho. Mark continues and says, but the other Tana, the Tanya Idach, disagrees. He says, I don't need rosho for that. Rosho, my Talmud Lomer, according to, and you can see this on the bottom where I have Tanya Idach, the second Tanoic opinion says that the word rosho is needed to teach us the following. Lefi shenemar gabe nazir. In regards to a nazir, it says, tar lo yavar rosho. A nazir is not allowed to cut his hair during his period of time of nazirus. He's not allowed to use a razor to go and cut his hair. So I might have said, Yochol Af Nazir u'mitzora kein. I would have said a Nazir who is also mitzora when he comes to do with taglachas for his tzaras at the conclusion of his tzaras, he's done with the Yumei Sifro, that he also would not be allowed to go and cut his hair because the Nazir is not allowed to. Talmud Lomar Rosho. That's why I need the word Rosho over here. Now this is not an asay docha alos asay. This is an asay is docha a asay and a los asay, which normally we don't do. But this pasuk tells us here we do that. What is the asay? The asay is kadosh yeh gadel peras sa'ar rosho. A Nazir has a mitzvah to grow his hair, and in addition, there's a los asay of sa'ar lo yavara rosho. So this asay, the word rosho, is telling us that it's docha not only the normal los asay of sa'ar lo yavara rosho, but it's also in addition pushing aside the din asay that a Nazir has, kadoshia gadel pera sar rosho. So that's what the Tanya Idach, the second opinion, tells us the word rosho is needed for. And obviously, this opens up a whole lot of questions. But first, the Gemara says, Maila Tanoihi. Isn't this the machlokis over here between the Tanya Kama and the Tanya Idach? Leman diyama mi Nazir, according to the Tanya Idach, the second Tana, who says that this is teaching us the din by a Nazir, who is also Mitzora. So then, Ksavar, he holds, Hakofa's kol rosh lo shmei hakofa. That he says that if you're cutting off all the hair on the head, that's actually not an issur of don't cut your payas. Lo sakifu pas roshchem means you can't even them out. But if you're cutting everything off, there's no problem in that. And therefore, he uses this pasuk of rosho to teach us the asay is docha the lo sase and the asay of Nazir. He's free to now use it for that because there is no regular lo sase of lo sakifu pas roshchem if you're cutting off all the hair. He doesn't need it for what the Tanakama learned it for. Whereas the Tanakama, Bidach, the Tanakama sover, Hakof is called Rosh Mar Kofa. Yes, if you cut off all the hair, you're over lo sakifu pas roshchem. And therefore, he needs the word rosho, because l'kra l'mitchei lav gereda. That's teaching us the regular din of asay is docha alo sasei. So let us suggest, the Gemara wants to say, le'mu kitanoi, that this machlokis between the Tanakama and the Tanya Idach is actually a machlokis on, do you say, hakofas arosh is in fact shmo hakofa, like the Tanakama says, and therefore you need the word rosho to teach us that the asay is docha the lo sasei. But, according to the opinion of Tanya Idach, no, he holds that in fact sova and therefore he doesn't need you to get rid of the assay to knock off the los assay of los akifu pas roshchem. He holds it doesn't apply, and therefore the rosho is able to knock off, teaching us that the assay is docha the los assay and the assay, the los assay of salo yavar rosho and the assay of kadoshia gadel pera sa'ar rosho. So the Gemara wants to suggest this is the machlokis, but the Gemara says no, it's not. Amar Rava, Rava tells us no, that's not true, because in fact the Kuli Amar Hakofas Kol Rosh Lo Shma Hakofa. In fact, everybody says that if you cut off all the hair of your head, so that is not considered an Isser of Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, and therefore you wouldn't need the Asay here to knock off that Lo Sasay because it doesn't apply for cutting off all the hair. Aye, then what do you need the word rosho for? The chiasa kra is kegon shehekif ulubesov gilach. It's when you do in two steps. You first cut off the sideburns and you do even it out, and then only subsequently do you cut off the rest of the hair. So I would have said kibon the ilu galche bechadzim nelo mechayev. You might have thought that if you cut it all off at once, you're not chayev because this opinion everybody holds that ksavah. So I would have said, even if you do it in two steps, you're not chayiv as well. So that's why the Tanakama needs this word rosho to teach us this din. That the asay is docha the los asay, even though you're not over los akifu pas roshchem if you cut everything off, but you might have thought that you're also not over it if you cut it off in parts and then cut it all off. So kamash malon, no, you would be over in that situation, and that's why you need the asay to knock off this lo sase greda, this simple lo sase of lo sakifu pas roshchem. That's the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Tanya Idach, according to Rava. More questions is and says, however, why would you possibly need that? Umi kosav kro hachi, would I need a pasuk rosho, the extra word rosho, to teach us this din? After all, We have a famous ruling, which we mentioned several times in this Masechta already as well. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish tells us that when do we say is an asay, docha lo sase, is only komokum sha'atamotse, asay, v'lo sase. It's when there's no way to do the asay without being over the lo sase. So in that situation, the asay is docha lo sase. But here, if you're telling me Yaakovus kol harosh is in fact lav shmei hakofa, so then why would you do it in two steps? Do it in a way that you won't be over the lo sase. So here, certainly, v'im lav, only then you have a wasei v'yidches lo sase. But here, instead of cutting off in two steps, do first the evening out and then cut off the rest of the hair, just cut it all off at the same time. And you won't need the sase doche the lo sase. So therefore, Rava's understanding the machlokes within the Tanakama and the Tanya Yidach is wrong. So Gemara says you're right. In fact, Elo de Kuli Alma Hakovas Kol Rosh Shma Hakov. In fact, both of them, the Tanakama and the Tanya Idach, both hold that cutting off all the hair is over the issue of Lo Sakifu Pas Rosh Chem. So why do the Tanakama and the Tanya Idach have the machlokes? So the answer is as follows. According to the second Tana, the Tanya Idach, Uman Demokim Lekra, who uses the Pasuk Rosho to teach us that this Asay is Lemidche, the asay and the lo sasay vi asay, the lo sasay of silo of arosho, and the asay of kadoshia gadel peras arosho. So therefore, lav gered minole. So if he's using it to teach us this unusual din that an asay is docha, both a lo sasay and an asay, which is normally not, so where does the Tanya Idach learn out the basic din that an asay is docha lo sasay? The Tanakama, well, he learns it out from here. But where does the Tanya Idach learn out the basic din that an asay is docha lo sasay? So Yolith Migdilim. This is what I said from Tzitzis, we learn it out. The Pasuk by Tzitzis says, Lo Silba Shatnes Tzemru Pishlim Yachtov. You're not allowed to wear Tzemru Pishlim, you're not allowed to wear Shatnes. However, by Tzitzis you're allowed to. Gedilim Tasiloch Al Arba Kanfos Kisusucha Asher Techasiba. So the juxtaposition, the heckish of these two psukim tells us that this is the exception that proves the rule. Here, the assay of putting the tzitzis on is docha the los assay of shatness. This is the basic rule of assay docha los assay according to Tanya Idach. He doesn't need the pasuk rosher to teach us that, and therefore he is able to go and learn out this din rosho, the word rosho, to teach us the assay is docha both the assay and the los assay of silo yavar rosho, and the assay of kadeshia gadol perasar rosho. So that's the Tanya Idach. So therefore, let's go and start back to the Gemara. He says, he learns it out, Yolif Migdilim. The Yom HaKor Apostle says, Lo Suva Shatnes. Now, we're Shatnes. However, the Tanya, it then says, Lo Suva Shatnes, Bar Ho, Gidilim Taseloch. And therefore, Mehem, you learn it out from those extra words. So that's how the Tanya Idach learns out the basic din. And therefore, he's left to use Rosho to teach us an Asay, Zdocha, Lo Sase, and an Asay. The Tanakama doesn't learn it out from Gidilim. We'll have to ask why not. The Tanakama therefore needs this to teach us, Rosho to teach us, the Asay is docha, the basic Los Asay of Los Akiva Pastor Shem, because everybody holds, in fact, that L'kulei Amo, Hakofas Kol Rosh, Shmei Hakofa. So therefore, you need to be docha that. And this is where you learn it out from the word Rosho, that an Asay is docha, a lav greater, the Los Asay. Nu, Uman de Nafku Lemi Rosho, according to the Tanakama, who uses the word Rosho, so my time alone after Lamik Dilim. Why does he learn it out from the Tzitzis? After all, the Tanya Idach learns it out from Tzitzis. Why doesn't the Tanakama learn it out from Tzitzis? Sounds like it should be the place to learn it out from. So Gemara says, Amalach, because he holds Lichid the Rabba Hudyasa. He needs that Pasuk by Gdilim Tasaloch to teach us who didn't by Rabba. What did Rabba say? Because the Rabba Rami. Rabba asked the question. First it says, Venosnu al Tzitzis Hakanov. So the pasuk says v'nosnu al tzitzis hakanof, and then it says min kinaf. It has to be psil techeles. You put the tzitzis on the corner, and that corner will have psil techeles. But then we have another pasuk that tells us, as we just read, uksiv tzemu pishni yachtov. So how do you darshan both of these together? So Rava explains as follows. There seems to be a stira over here, but there's not a stira. Haketzad, when it says tzemu pishdim, they have to be yachdov, that's potrin. That tells us that when you can put on your tzitzis, either tzemer or pishtim, it's potrin, bein biminon, bein shelo biminon. Meaning that if you have any type of garment, tzemer or pishtim, tzitzis will potter it. However, shaminim, if you have, for example, a silk garment, so then biminon potrin, only silk tzitzis will be potter that, or tzemer or pishtim, shelo biminon and potrin. But any other species other than silk, or tzemer u'pishtim, will not be able to be poterit. And therefore, the Tanakama doesn't have this pasuk of gedilim tasalacha to go and teach us the din of asay is docha lo sase, so therefore he needs rosh over here. The Tanyidach doesn't darshin Rava's din. So therefore, he can darshin out from Gedil and Tasaloch that an ase is docha, alos ase greida. And therefore, the Tanyidach can use Rosho to teach us that an ase is docha, both alos ase and an ase, which it normally doesn't do. Gemara continues and says, V'hai Tana, according to the Tanakama, the Mefik L'Rosho L'Lav Greida, who uses the word Rosho to teach us that an ase is docha, alos ase. So how does he learn out the din of the Tanya Idach that by a Nazir who's a Mitzorah, that the assay of cutting off all of the hair of the Mitzorah is actually going to be Docha, the Los assay of Sarah Yavar Rosho for the Nazir, and the assay of Kodesh Yeh Gadel Pera Sarah Rosho of the Nazir? How does the Tana Kama know that in this situation an assay is Docha, a Los assay and assay? Again, the Tanya Idach learns it out from here, from Rosho, but the Tana Kama doesn't have that luxury. So Gemara says, where would the Tana Kama learn it out from? Nafgale mizukano. Oh, that's the second word in our pasuk. Again, if you follow along on my sheet, now we're dashing the word zukano. According to the Tana Kama, he has the word zukano to come and teach us. The Tanya, we learned it in another brisa. Why do we need the word zukano? It's extra. Matamud lomer. Again, it says yigalach is called saro. Cut off all the hair in your body. Of course that includes the hair of your head. Of course that includes the hair of your beard. So why do you need to tell me, Rosho, or that we've already explained, why do you need V'ezekano? So now we're going to learn that. So the Braitza tells us the word Zekano, Lefi Shenemar, Upaz Zekano Lo Yigalechu. In regards to a Kohen, it also says an additional lav, that a Kohen is not allowed to cut off the payas. So Yochol, I would have said, Af Kohen Mitzora, a Kohen who's a Mitzora, can also not cut off his payas. It says, Pasikon Amoigalechu. So therefore, this comes to teach me, Zikano comes to tell me, Talmud Lomar, Zikano, that a Kohen who is a Mitzora is nevertheless allowed and is Mechuyev to go and shave for his Tzoras. And here we have the positive commandment to go and shave by the Mitzora. It's knocking off the negative commandment of Pasikon Amoigalechu. And also the assay that a Kohen has of Kedoshim Yu Lelokechem. So the Kohanim have an assay and a los assay, and the word Zekano teaches the Tana Kama to knock it off. Now we'll see that the Tanya Idach also uses this. We'll have to explain this a little bit more. In any event, now the Gemara says, Uman de Mapik Le Rosho, Lassay Velos assay, according to the Tanya Idach, who learns out from the word Rosho that an assay is Docha, a los assay, and an assay. So then why does it need Zekano to teach us the same din? Leilef Mizukano. Why did he have to use Rosho and learn it out from Zukano when you could learn it out just from one of them? You don't need both of them. So the Gemara answers, that's not so simple. Ultamech, according to what you want to suggest, that we should use Zukano to teach this out, then an assay is always docha, a lo sase and an assay, you can't learn that out. Because the kaimalon biyama, because the rule in generalism we turn to, nunches omud beis, the halach is normally that only an assay is docha, lo sase, but an assay is not docha, the lo assay assay, but docha es lo sase vase. It normally doesn't have the ability to knock off this double lo sase and assay combination. And therefore, Leilef mi Kohen, the Dachi, if you wanted to learn this out from a Kohen and use this Zekano to teach us this to, by a Kohen, it's knocking off, the assay is knocking off a los assay and an assay, so you should always knock it off. You can't do that. Because Ela mi Kohen lo yafina. You can't learn it out from Kohen because Kohen has a unique thing to it that makes it not be able to generalize it as a binyanav. Why? Because Mala Kohen shekain lav sheino shovel of kol. Because only a Kohen has this prohibition. It's not common for everybody else. So I might have said only by the Kohen. It's not found in women. So therefore, it's not a lav hashav b'kol, and therefore, I would say nazir mi Kohen, nami nol yolif, shekein lav sheinu shav b'kol. So you can't learn this out from a nazir, from the case of a Kohen, and therefore, that's why I need the pasuk Rosho to teach us that by a nazir who's a mitzorah, you can't learn it out from a Kohen who is a mitzorah. And that's why the Tanya Idach needs both Rosho and Zekano. Great. So now, according to this opinion, Uman demokim lahai Rosho bin Nazir, lomer li Zekano, so then why can't he learn it all out, the Asay Docha, the Asay, and the Los Asay, just learning out from Rosho? Why do you need even Zekano? So Gemara says again, Miboy l'lechitanya, he needed that for the following drasha. He needs Zekano because Zekano, ma tamud lomar, lefi shenemar, upa Zekano lo yigalechu. By the Kohen, it says that the Kohen can't cut off his payas. So yochol af Kohen mitzorakein. Oh, I would have said that this is an exception to the rule, that even though normally the Nazir, who is a mitzora, can go and cut off his hair, but the Kohen, who is a mitzora, cannot. So therefore, Tamalom and Zekano. That's why you need that to teach it out. So the Tanya Idach needs both Rosho and Zekano to teach us each of these separate dinim of an asei isdocha, los asei, and an asei. And you can't generalize this out to everything else, as the Gemara will say later on. And that's why, in general, an asei is not docha, a los asei, and an asei, but only in these two specific situations, because of the words Rosho and Zekano, can you learn it out. That's the Tanya Idach's position. Now, uminolon de betar. The Gemara now asks another question, and this we had early in the Masecht as well. How do we know that the Metzora has to go and specifically cut off all of his body here with a razor, with a tar, the Tanya? Because it says in the Braisa, the Pasuk tells us, upazik hanom lo yigalechu, that a Kohen is not allowed to cut off his peis. And this includes the peis of his sideburns and the peis, upazik hanom lo yigalechu, and the peis of his beard. Now, yochol af gilcho b'misparai mi'echayev, I would have said, okay, so let him be chayev, even if he cuts it off with the scissors. So the Rav says, no, Tamaloma, it says, below sashchis pa'as zikoncha. It tells us specifically that the peis of your zakon shouldn't be tashchis. Now, tashchis means like a razor. Oh, so then if it tells me a razor, so then from ilo sashchis, so then yochol likton b'malkeit or v'hitni chayev, there's a hashchotzit, it's not only with a razor, but it's also with these various types of planes, these very sharp implements, these cutting implements. They also accomplish hashchasa. So if we just had the word lo sashlis pasukoncha, I would have said that these malkate and rehidnis are also going to be over the issur of him not being allowed to cut off pa'as zikoncha. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, it tells us, upa'as zikonomo yigalech, it has to be with yigaleach, which is not the malkate and rehidni. So we have the two words, yigalechu and lo sashlis, to come to teach us. Ezo giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. So what type of cutting is called hashchasa? That's teaching us heavy omer zetar. It's only with a tar. And therefore, the prohibition is only with a razor. If you cut with a scissor, or even with a malkit or a hitni, you're not going to be over the issa daraisa. So now we have fully explained the Tanya Idach. He needs the word rosho to teach us specifically an asei is docha, and asei in a los asei by the nazir who's a mitzora. He needs the word zekano to teach us that a kohen who's a mitzora is also the asei is docha, the los asei, and the asei by a kohen who's a mitzora. And he had learned out that a regular asei is docha, los asei from tzitzis, gedilim, tatzeloch, and the juxtaposition with tzemer upishtim yachto. Oh, that's the entire Tanya Idach Shita. Now we go back. Uman demapikle lahai rosho lalav greda. According to the Tanakama, who uses the word rosho to teach us the asei zlocha docha losase, the lav greda, because he doesn't learn it out from Gedilim. He had Rava's drasha for Gedilim. So therefore, man demapikle lahai rosho lalav greda. So loma lila michtav rosho v'loma lila michtav zekano. So why does he need, once he's telling me rosho, why does he also need the word zekano? After all, if you just had zekano, mashma lemitche lav gereda as well. Umashma lemitche lo sase v'yase. Couldn't I learn out just from zekano that an ase is docha lo sase? Certainly, if it's docha and ase and the lo sase, so certainly it should be docha and ase is docha lo sase. So why can't I learn it all out from zekano? Why do I need rosho at all? Therefore, mashma lemitche lav gereda from umashma lemitche lo sase v'yase hilkoch shoku v'voshneim. Why do I need both of them? I can learn them both out from zekano. Why do I need rosho? So it says, because kohen mi nazir lo yolif, you can't learn out the din of a kohen to a nazir. And why is that? Because a kohen who was a nazir couldn't teach us out the din to a mitzora who is a nazir. Why is that? Because shekein yesh no b'shela, because a nazir could go and ask shela. He could do hatara on his naziris. And therefore, you can't learn one to the other. Now, Nazir mi kohen lo yolef, so learn it the other way. Why can't you learn out the nazir who is a mitzora from the kohen who is a mitzora? Because shekein lav shein shava kol. Because as we pointed out, the kohen is not shava by everybody. It doesn't apply to a woman. So therefore, uvi'alma lo yofinu minayu. And therefore, you can't learn them out to everybody else. Each of them has something unique about itself that doesn't allow to be learned out to anything else. And therefore, mishum de'ikol emifrach kidam aron. Because each of them has that unique thing about them. The kohen, that it's not shovel lekol, and the nazir that you can have she'el on it, and therefore you couldn't learn this out to generalize this, and that's why you need the pasuk rosho to teach us. Then an asei is docha a lo sase ilab gireda. So that's the Tanakhama's opinion, and therefore This is the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Tani Idach, and it has nothing to do with whether you say Hakafa Sarosh is Sovar is Hakafa or it's not Hakafa, like we originally wanted to suggest. And that concludes this sugya. That concludes our usage of the sheet and the handout. Hopefully this made it a little bit easier to understand. Now we go weiter. Amar Rav, the Gemara tells us, Rav tells us a halacha. Meikal Adam Kogufa Bitar. Rav tells us that a person is allowed to go and cut off all of his body here with a tar, and the Rosh and the Ramasku. Amar Rav tells us, Afilu Beis HaShechi, this includes the armpit hair, Ubeis Arba, and the pubic hair. However, the Ein Bazeh Mishum Lo Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha. And there is no prohibition over here of doing what women do. Women, in those days, would shave their armpits, very common today as well. They also used to shave their pubic area. And this is something that a woman does, so therefore it's forbidden for a man to do this. And normally there's a prohibition on a man doing what a woman does. And therefore, Rav is telling us that this prohibition doesn't apply if you go and shave your Beis HaShechi. And the area of the erva, if you totally remove the hair with the tar, there is no such prohibition of lo yulbash gever simlas isha. The Rosh does point out al pas zakat, the beard area, the Rosh, or the hair, the pay is lo ayri. That's not what Rav is talking about. Lo ayri Rav. El b'sharakuf kavar. When he says you can shave your whole body, he means the Beis HaShechi and the erva area, but not the sideburns or the beard. Okay. That's what Rav tells us. More questions. He says, wait a second. The Braisa seems to say otherwise. The Braisa says, Hamabri Beis HaShechi Ubeis HaErva HaReis HaLoket. You get Malkis for doing so. How can Rav tell us that it's permissible? The Braisa says you get Malkis. So the Gemara says, no. HaBitar, the Braisa which says that you get Malkis, is talking about if you use a razor. And Rav is telling us, HaBimisparayim, that you can use Misparayim, scissors. He says, what are you talking about? Look what Rav said. Rav Nami Bitar Kama. Rav said specifically, Amar Rav, Mekal Adam Kol Gufo Bitar. How can you tell me he's not talking about a tar? So he says, no, he meant Ke'ein Tar. He said, if you're using the scissors to cut so close, so Rav said that that is allowed. Even though you're cutting it very close, if you're using scissors, that is permissible. But if you're using a razor, so then Rav agrees, of course, with the Braisa that Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva with a tar, HaRezel Loke. Fine. That's Rav's din. We have another din. Amar Ruchia Barabba, Amar Yochanan. Ruchia Barabba says, Amar Yochanan. Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Loke. He says, if you go and remove the hair in the Beis HaShechi area, in the armpit area, or in the pubic area, then you do get Malkis. But Mor says, wait a second, we have another Braisa that seems to disagree with that. Meisvei Havara Sayor Eino Midivri Torah El Midivri Sofrim. This other Braisa says that it's not a Din Torah, it's not a Doraisa to go remove that hair, it's only a Midir Abanan, it's a Divri Sofrim. So how can Rav Chia Bar Abba or Rav Yochanan say you get Malkis, implying it's Malkis Doraisa, when the Braisa says it's only a Din Rabanan? So Mor gives a very simple teretz. When it said Loke, that Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said the name of Yochanan, and says that your loke, if you do this, he meant Malkus de Rabbanon. My loke, not me de Kamar, me de Rabbanon. This is Malkus Maridus, Malkus de Rabbanon. Now we turn to Nuntes Amud Aleph, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to try to get down to the end of the staff, do until the next Mishnah on Nuntes Amud Beis. So, we're doing the extra to prepare us for Pesach. Ika di Amrei, others said that that's not what Rav Chia Bar Abba said in Rav Yochanan. They said as follows, Amr Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Hamar Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, loke, Midoraisa. It says beferish because of Mishum lo yubash gever simlas isha. Because this is what a woman does, and there's a direct Torah prohibition, an issue in the Torah for a man to do what a woman does. Lo yubash gever, man is not allowed to wear simlas isha. So this certainly implies that Ruchia Bar Abba says it in the name of Yochanan that the Malkus that you get here is Malkus the Oraisa. Aye, we bring again the Braisa that we just said that says it's only Midrabanan. Meisvei, Havara Seyra, Eno Midivri Tova, El Midivri Sofrim. This Raisa clearly says that it's only Din Darabanan. How can Rav Chia Bar Abba or Rav Yochanan say it's a Din Daraisa? They're an Amora. They normally don't argue with a Tana, a Braisa. So one says, no, they also have a Tana on this side. Who Yomar Ki Tana? Rav Chia Bar Abba, the name of Rav Yochanan, said in the following Tana's opinion. They hold like this Tana. Who Yomar Ki Tana? The Tanya. This Braisa says, Hamabi Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, HaReze Over, Mishum Lo Yubash Geber Simlas Isha. So Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan was saying exactly what this Braisa said. I wanted to just quote the Braisa, so he mentioned many times. Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos, they didn't necessarily know all the Braisas. So here we had an Amora saying independently on his own a din that is supported by this Braisa. And this Braisa has the authority to argue with the other Braisa. So we have one Braisa The first one they brought down said it's not midivrei Torah, it's only midivrei Sofrim to cut off the armpit hair and the pubic hair. And the other Braisa says exactly like this version of Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, that it is a din d'oraisa. Fine. Now the Gemara says, the Tana Kama, who said, this first Braisa that we brought down, Habara Seyar, Eino midivrei Torah, Ela midivrei Sofrim, what do they do with the pasuk? Hai lo yubash geber, simlas isha, my dorish bay. It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, like the second Braisa, and like the second version that we had of Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. So what does the first Braisa do with this basic pasuk? So Gemara says, no, they used the pasuk to teach us the following. They need it for the following din. Lo yekli geber alisha, when the pasuk says, a woman should not wear man's clothing. Lo yekli geber, a man's clothing shouldn't be alisha. So why does it tell us that? My Talmud Lomar. If it's telling me, im shalo yobash ish, masisha, if it's telling me that a man shouldn't wear women's clothing, v'isha simashisha, and a woman shouldn't wear man's clothing, so that's great. But then, why does it say, in the next words in the pasuk, Hari kvar nemar to'evahi. The pasuk says, lo yekli geber al isha, lo yibash geber simlas isha, ki so'avas Hashem alokecha kosa'ela. It's a to'eva, it's an abomination. Why would it be an abomination for a man to wear a woman's clothing? A woman to wear a man's clothing? No, not nice. It's a lav in the Torah. But why is it an abomination? So this Tana darshens, the reason why it's an abomination is because what they do when they wear those clothing. It wouldn't be a to'eva just by putting on the man the women's clothing and the woman the man's clothing. That's an issur in the Torah, but it's not an abomination. When does it become an abomination? Elish lo yobash ish simlas isha v'yeshev bein hanashim. For a man to put on a woman's clothing and then to disguise himself as a woman and sit amongst the women and let them think that he's a woman, and that would lead to all sorts of inappropriate sexual improprieties. V'yesha simlas ish. Likewise, a woman shouldn't wear man's clothing so she can hang out with the men. And therefore, that's the Isra over here, that's an Isra d'Araisa. And that's such a terrible Isra that it is a din d'Araisa of Tueva. But, according to this opinion, if it's just putting on a woman man's clothing, or a man just putting on women's clothing, so then that may not be the Isra d'Araisa that is a Tueva. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will know. How do we know that women aren't allowed to go and wear armaments to put on military weapons and go out to battle? Because the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, lo yechli gever alisha. A woman shouldn't wear man's clothing. Weapons are a man's clothing. And therefore, below yubash geves and lasisha, how do we know that a man shouldn't wear women's clothing? Shelo yisakein ish b'tikun isha, that a man should not wear women's clothing. He shouldn't do anything that a woman does, such as, for example, to go and wear makeup and to cut their hair of the beis hashechi or the beis ha'erva. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, this is, in and of itself, is an Issa d'Araisa, whereas the Tana Kama over here in this Braisa says, it's only an Issa d'Araisa if they do it in a way that it's a To'eva. And these are the two different Tanaic opinions that we brought down before. One said it's only Midivrei Sofrim that it's also, and one said that it's an Issa d'Araisa. That's this machlokus between the Tana Kama over here and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There are a couple of very interesting points to bring down over here as an aside. Rav Moshe Zatzal has a tshuva when he was asked today in modern Eretz Yisrael, when women Nebuch live in dangerous areas, what is referred to as the Shtachim, which is the area of the Shomron and Yehuda. So Rav Moshe was asked, can a woman wear a pistol? Can a woman wear a gun when it's Nebuch dangerous to travel without one? So Rav Moshe said, yes, if it's Mikuach Nefashos, yes. But otherwise, we normally don't have women wearing weapons. So unless it's a situation of Mikuach Nefashos, a woman shouldn't wear man's clothing, which would include a weapon, and vice versa. So this was an interesting modern-day shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe. Another interesting thing is brought down in Tosos, in Dibro Maslo, Givu Yeshlo, at the end he says, can a man use a mirror? V'imkein ha-mistakel b'mara, k'deish lo yachbo b'yatzmo shari. He says, normally, to use a mirror is something that a woman does. She beautifies herself, spends time in front of the mirror. So for a man to do so would be forbidden. Except if he's doing it so he doesn't hurt himself. If he's shaving, for example, he needs to see what he's doing so he doesn't cut himself, doesn't hurt himself. He's washing his face, he has to see, he doesn't get, he gets all the dirt off, so then he's allowed to use it. And this is an interesting navkamina. Can a man use a mirror to make sure that his tefillin in the right place? So most of the posts can say, yes, this is not considered a man using a woman's implement. But the famous Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rav, the great posek, said that no, he felt that it was inappropriate for a man to use a mirror, even l'shem mitzvah, to go and check to see if his tefillin shorosh are in the right place, because this is a man using a woman's implements. Very interesting. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, "Am Rav Nachman bin Nazir mutter. A Nazir is allowed to go and remove the hair in the Beis HaShechi or in the Beis HaErva, since he's already cutting the hair on his head when he's doing his taglachas, so therefore it doesn't look like he's doing a woman's usage by cutting off the hair of his Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. That's what Rav Nachman paskins. However, the Gemara says, "V'les hilchos or kabasi." We don't paskin like this opinion of Rav Nachman. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbanan le Rabbi Shimon bar Abba." The Chachamim told Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, "Chazino lei le Rabbi Yochanan de les lei." We saw that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have hair underneath his arm. So, how was Rabbi Yochanan allowed to go and remove them? Now, they could tell that it wasn't with the misparayim, as the Rosh says in Dibra Maslo Chazino lei, and he says the Yoda de bimisparayim yevshul legalkun kol kach somuch libosu. There was no way that he could have used the scissor to cut him so close. And they saw that his hair under his armpit was cut off so close that they said, what was Rav Yochanan's heter to go and do this? So I'm alone. So Rav Shimon bar Abba said to them, because machmas zikna nashu. It's because he was very, very old that the hairs fell out. He didn't cut them off, but they fell out on their own. Just looked like he had shaved his armpit hair, but in fact he didn't. Now, there are midrashim that say that Rav Yochanan lived to a very, very old age. I remember even reading one midrash, I can't find it right now, that said he lived to be the age of 300. But certainly he lived over 100 years, and therefore, machma zikna nashu, because of his old age, his armpit hairs fell out. He didn't shave them off. Gemara tells us another story. How would this Yaiv Negido Kamei de Ravami? There once was a person who was Mechuyev Malkus Mardus in front of Ravami. They were going to give him Malkus. And as they took off his shirt, Igloi Beis HaShechi, they saw his armpit and that he had hair there. And Chazi Delo Megalach. He didn't cut off his armpit hair. In other words, he was a person who was zealous in his performance of mitzvos. So whatever it was that made him get Malkus Mardus over here, they decided not to give it to him. Amar Lahon Rabbi Ami. Ravami told the court lasher, the one who was going to give him lashes, and he told those people, Shivku, leave him alone, Dain min chavrayahu. He's clearly a Talmud Chacham. Whatever he had done, the Yavid says it was only Malkus Mardus, so whatever he had done, they were allowed to decide to give it to him because it was rabbinical lashes, and therefore they had the option of giving it to him or not giving it to him. They said, since he obviously was doing something that most people in those days did not do, in other words, he did not shave his armpit hair when many people did, so therefore you can see that he's a Talmud Chacham, and therefore Dein Min Chavrayu, and don't give him the Malkus Mardus. Finally, Gemara concludes with the following question. Boy Minei Rav, Mi Rabbi Chiyah, Rav is his uncle Rabbi Chiyah, Mahu Ligaleach. Is a person allowed to go and shave off his body hair with a tar, with a razor? Amalei, so Rabbi Chiyah told him no, Osir. Amalei, Rav said to Rabbi Chiyah, but Baha Kol Godel, the hair in the armpit area, for example, is going to grow very long, and it's going to be very difficult for a person. So why can't you go and cut it off? So Amalei, he said, Bar Pachsi, you son of great people, as the Mefarish says over here, Beno Shal Tamide Chachamim. So his father and mother were both great people. They were both relatives of Rav Chiyah. One was his sister, one was his brother. They were not related to each other. One was a half-brother, and one was a half-sister. They married each other. That's where Rav's parents, so you call them the son of great people, Bar Pachse, Zaman Yeshlo. The hair will not keep on growing. It's not like the hair on the head, as the Mefarshim here explained. The hair under the armpit will stop growing after some point. You don't have like a huge growth of hair. If you don't cut your hair on your head, you don't cut your hair on your beard, you can have a very, very long beard, you have very, very long hair. But the hair under the armpit will not keep on growing and be a bother for a person. Calls Manshu Godil Nosha. When it reaches a certain point, it will by itself either stop growing or fall out, and therefore you don't have to go cut it with a razor. Another question that Rav asked from his uncle, Boy Minei Rav Mi Rabbi Chiyah, another question, Ma'u Lochuch, is a person allowed to go and scratch his underarm, and therefore it's going to be a psikresha that some of the hair is going to come out? So Amalei, Rabbi Chiyah told him, no, also, you're not allowed to do this because it's a psikresha and it will definitely come out. What about Bibigdo Ma'u, can you use some sort of a garment intervening and it won't be a psikresha that the hair will come out? So then Amalei, Mutter, then it's allowed. Alternatively, some said that this wasn't a question about just scratching underneath your armpit in terms of the hair coming out. Others explained this question for Rav to Rav Chiyah as follows. Ikud Yamre, that Rav asked from Rav Chiyah, Boy Minei, Bitfila, Bibigdo Mai. Are you allowed to go and scratch yourself during the davening with some sort of an intervening garment? Amalei, Osir. And Rav Chiyah told him, no. However, we don't paskin like this, Rav Chiyah. In fact, during the davening, as long as you're not directly touching that area, but if you're using a shirt or some other garment to go and scratch yourself, so then that is not forbidden. The person would even be allowed to do that during the davening. So Baruch Hashem, we went further. We did an extra Amud today. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on Nun Tes Amud Bey with the new Mishnah tomorrow. And everybody should have a wonderful day. With this, we conclude today's share.